If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3.
Too short.
Sarah and Vinny. Alice is more.
The weekend was too short.
that's weekends for you.
Dang.
More like a lunch break these days.
Gah.
And we're back.
Oof.
Why was it so short? Did you do a lot? Because sometimes that makes them feel shorter.
It was a bachelor weekend at my house.
Oh, so you loved it and it ended too soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love my family too.
Sure, of course.
But I had the house to myself for 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Nobody messed up anything right after you just cleaned it.
I slept with the door open.
Oh,
not to the house, but you know what I mean, to the bedroom.
Among other things, I mean.
Right. Yeah. All the stuff.
Nobody's around. You can just do your thing.
And I did clean up a ton of stuff and then walked away from it knowing it will be the same when I get back. Mm.
That's a good feeling.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, so too short. But they had a blast. My family went to the Russian River and ripped it up.
Yeah. They had a good time.
You know what's a bummer?
What?
I won't get into it too much, so don't worry, because it's about my kid. But she's self-conscious now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the age we're at.
It doesn't get better.
I'm looking at the Russian River stuff going, why aren't you in a swimsuit? I don't want to. I'm like, oh. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't make a thing of it,
it's
but
rough.
I just went, oh.
I'm sorry. That is not.
Young ladies, this is a thing, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
I never had that.
No.
At all.
Yeah.
None.
Yeah.
You know.
It's.
Even when people make fun of you, I was like.
It bums me out a little.
You know, it bums me out. Yeah.
It's definitely, she's getting into those years. They're so hard and everything. And I swear to God, this is like one of my biggest beefs with social media. Like, everybody's on there looking their best, filtered as, like, they're looking for likes, fishing for likes. It's a really difficult time. Good luck navigating it. I know you don't need my luck, but it's.
No, I mean, I think I do because, you know, I just shut my big mouth because I wanted to say you can't live like that.
Yeah. You know,
but
my father used to always say to me, like, you're the most beautiful girl in the world. And so, you know, then it's really hard when you find out you're not.
Right.
You know, it's just like, wow, that sucks. And then you'd say to him, you know, well, that wasn't true, but you made me feel that way. So I guess thanks. And he'd be like, you're the most beautiful girl in the world to me. And I watched the same thing kind of happen with my niece. My brother has a little girl, not a little girl. She's married. She's got a kid. She's a grown woman. But I watched her have a meltdown when she found out she wasn't the most beautiful girl in the world. I was like, geez, I thought I was pretty upset about it. Like, you lied to me.
Oh my.
I'm like, holy. I mean, don't we take everything our dad says with a grain of salt by the time you're about 14, 15? Bob, did your dad ever?
Not my dad, but my mom.
Oh.
Yes. She told me I had to be extra careful because I was so beautiful.
Mm.
And I never thought about
she
it
wasn't
until
wrong.
Just now. I thought that I grew out of being the most beautiful. Like, I got uglier. But
well,
I
that's
guess everybody
for sure what happened to me. So it happens. I was
oh,
so
did your
cute.
Dad tell you that you were
no,
the most
but
beautiful?
I mean, then and my nose grew and
no,
I got braces
adorable.
And I had acne,
you
like
got
pimples. And I was
you
like, what?
It. You're beautiful.
What happened? I was so cute.
I mean, handsome and brave.
Happens.
Yeah.
Puberty. That's what's happening too, by the way. It's all that stuff.
I'm sorry to hear that because honestly, I don't even know. I'm sure there's a therapist out there who's screaming, these are the 10 words you say to fix that. There is nothing. There's nothing. We're all so in our own heads. It's not until you're a little older that you start to realize like everyone's in their head. Like no one is worrying about what you're thinking about because they're so in their own head worrying about what everyone else is thinking about them.
Well, that's why self-conscious is the, like she's now suddenly aware. Like kids, normally, they just blah, 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 do, you know.
Yeah. It's not until somebody like, starts pointing something out, like, you know, I'm sure I've told you this story. I was 8 years old on the beach, Duxbury Beach in Massachusetts, and I'm just wearing bikini bottoms and that's it.
No top.
I'm 8 years old and I didn't think anything of it. My mom either didn't put one on. I don't even know why I didn't have a top on. I was just a little kid. I was 8 years old. And some girl that we were making a sandcastle, she goes, why don't you have a top on? And I was like, Jesus, I actually don't know. And that was it.
Where did that go?
I know. I don't know. I never really thought about it until just now when you ruined everything.
And now
I was so carefree.
Welcome to self-conscious land.
Yeah, I know. It's hard. It's difficult. I don't envy you. And girls, oof.
Yeah, I had a moment with it and just didn't make a scene and went, okay. But, you know, speaking of social media, Bob had quite the weekend.
Oh, yeah, Bob, really good job with the stuff on Saturday. And did you break Maddie? Why is he sick today?
Saturday?
No.
Really? Not even starting to get sick on Saturday?
Not that he mentioned. He was too terrified to be anything else.
I saw that and I give him a lot of, I was planning to tell him up front, but he's called in sick for today. But he didn't have to do that. He could have said, I'm not doing this.
Just to say what we did on Saturday, Danae, who's our promotions director, and Maddie, who's our producer, they went to the West in San Francisco in support of, I think it's called AVM, but it's like an aneurysm foundation to raise money for awareness and research. And they rappelled down the 20 or so stories.
Like 14 stories. Okay. It was a big, beautiful building in Union Square. And there was a lot going on. And it was called Rappel for Research, the Aneurysm and AVM Foundation.
And
they crushed it.
Yeah, well, they did do it.
So
that's all you had to do to crush it.
On Alice at Alice 97.3.
Yep. Got a couple videos Instagram. On Instagram.
The one you did, I loved so much. So Bob is on the pretend mic and does the intro, and
who
then they do the music.
Him?
Susan.
Oh, Susan was there too.
Yeah, so Maddie got to meet Susan.
Oh, I can't wait to hear the review.
That was great. Really well done.
Thank you so much.
That was the one I liked the best.
I watched
the first one. I'm like, great, you killed it. Then I watched it. I'm like, that's the one.
Maddie was like, charming. Oh, you can post that one as a story and then make a longer one with when we talk and everything. And I was like, Maddie, this is a masterpiece.
It is a masterpiece.
Do you know?
It was great.
Post them both. Did you post them both as posts?
Okay, what I saw besides him being scared beforehand was him conquering that. But I also saw him haul ass down while Danae was like, doing. Danae took in the view and was relaxed and
Maddie
enjoying
could not
it.
Look around.
And he just went straight to the ground.
Susan and I had to watch quite a few people go down before Maddie and Danae toppled it.
That's one of the reasons why I didn't want it. Like, there's a thing about
waiting to do something.
There's a lot
suicidal.
Of waiting. Yeah. Yes, Maddie was increasingly frustrated with all the waiting.
I'm sure.
And then he didn't. I had to take his phone. They couldn't take anything to the roof except themselves and their harnesses.
Oh,
which makes perfect sense. And so they were up there for like at least 30, maybe 40 minutes, just waiting for their turn.
Oh God,
I cannot imagine. And then there was a girl in their group Maddie found really annoying, which she wasn't. She was just excited, but whatever. I'll let him talk about that tomorrow. But anyway, Maddie was so ready to get it done. He came down faster than Tom Cruise. Everybody else who'd gone before was so slow, taking it in, also spinning all around.
Right.
No, he did zip down. Did any of them truly rappel, like jump and let go, jump and let go?
There were only a couple of spots along the building where you were going to touch, mostly at the top.
I see.
And then from there, the rope was a little
farther
out. They're
just like, you're going to lower
down.
I'm sure that's why they did it there in particular, too, because it very much was at least 6 feet or more, right? They were 10 feet from the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was no, I mean.
There was an overhang at the top. So once you got yourself, but that to me is the point where you got to lean yourself mm-hmm. backwards. Oh my God, I'm getting that pee-pee feeling just thinking about it. I could never do that.
The Jason Siscos of the world, I'm sure, would have gotten that swinging so they could bounce off the wall. Yes. But most people, I'm sure, just went, I'll just go nice and easy.
Yeah.
I don't want no trouble.
I don't trust this harness. I don't trust these.
I don't want to smash their glass or anything else.
Oh my God. Oof.
Well, good for him. I was glad to see that he pulled it.
And thank you for going out there and bringing Susan. And
it was so fun.
I can't wait to hear Maddie's review of Susan.
Well, one thing I'm happy about, you might be surprised, but we go on vacation soon and I don't want a sick guy in here.
No.
Like, I really don't want to be handed COVID right before I'm about to go off for 2 weeks.
I would be super mad if I got COVID.
Right.
Just so I'm like starting to seethe about it right now.
Well, so he's not here and that's great. And I don't know that that's what he's got, but he seemed fine Saturday and it's clearly came on overnight.
Right.
Hard.
Well, and the fact that he was up sick sounds like food poisoning or the flu.
I don't know.
I don't really know. And he didn't say much about it. He's like, the show sheets are done. I'm going back to bed.
So wonderful that we have a culture where he didn't feel like he had to come in.
Yeah. No, please never come in if you're sick. Like, right. That's much appreciated. I really feel like that is one lesson I really took from the pandemic. Like, I don't want your cold. I don't want your bronchitis. I certainly don't want your COVID. And nobody wants that. And if you can figure everything out and or work from home, just do that.
We could do that if we had to, couldn't we? Do we remember how to do that?
I do. Well, I know how to turn everything on. The problem with that was that we had somebody who could fix on the fly. Like, there's a situation that happens with the, remember, like the delay would build up and we'd have to reset one or the other.
It was a major undertaking and Brim was great at it. Mm-hmm. I understand. But could we, in a pinch, rather than me come in sick or you come in sick, could we do that?
I don't know. Mm. I think we could certainly try it.
Okay.
I mean, we could always reset all our stuff every break.
I don't know. I'm just asking because we haven't done it in so long.
We haven't. I believe that our units are still hooked up. In fact, my units automatically turn on when maybe I shouldn't tell Sam in engineering, if you want to stalk me, every time I turn on my studio, my thing is on and mics are live in my room. So and I think I'm probably hooked up to this board.
Mm.
Yeah. But I bet it's pretty boring listening to me, you know, work on my computer.
Oh.
I bet it's less boring when John's working on his computer. I don't know. I'm already in bed. I don't need to know. I'm on a need to know basis.
Anyway, well, so, Maddie's sick today,
yeah,
everyone.
Maddie is sick, but Bob is going to do double duty today. Are you scared?
Nope.
Yeah. This is nothing you didn't do last week, right?
Nope.
Yeah. Excellent. We're going to have a good time.
We're going to have the best time.
I mean, it's a Monday. You know, slow
your
roll.
It's going to be a great Monday.
Okay. You know what? It is going to be a great Monday.
Agreed.
Let's have a great Monday, you guys. We can do this. We do it all the time. Just because the weekend's already over. Mm-hmm. Mm. KLLC, KLLC HD 1, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. See you in a second.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.